The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Good evening. Brandon Tadman with you from Troy High School as the Trojans play host to the Onega Buffaloes in a Twin Valley League showdown. Kirk Hillman back in studio as well, behind the ones and the twos, keeping us locked in and on the air for this evening. Let's dive right into it. Our girls contest coming up first. Let's get into the starting lineups, and we start with Onega. The Lady Buffaloes are 2-5 overall, still searching for that first win inside the TBL. And they have been hit with COVID, multiple players out. They got six on the roster. Head coach Craig Boswell out as well. So assistant Kelsey Hitch is the head coach, active head coach for the Buffaloes here tonight. They'll start like this. Brianna Bates is a sophomore. Vanessa Kohling is a freshman. Bridget Campbell is a freshman as well. Delaney Figge is a freshman. And also Jaden Abbott is rounding out the starting lineup. And then Hayden Coleman is the lone player off the bench, the sixth man tonight for the Buffaloes, again, with just six players due to COVID. They'll have Bates, Colin, Campbell, Figge, and Abbott. For the home team Trojans, Troy right now at 2-4. They are 2-2 in TBL play. Their head coach is Derek Jasper, 25th year at the helm. They will start like this. Abby Parks is a 5'7 senior. Kylie Schellenberger is a 5'5 senior. Avery Euler is a 5'3 senior. Peyton Ingeman is a 5'3 junior, the leading scorer for the Trojans at 9 points per game. And then Reagan Hill is a 5'3 senior as well. We need to step aside. National Anthem is coming up here from Troy High School. Step aside for 2 minutes. Tip off next here on Kansaland Radio.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
This one. Kansaland Radio.
And Kirk Hillman with you. TBL basketball here on a midweek Tuesday evening as the high school season continues to roll along. Twin Valley League basketball with Troy hosting Onega tonight. Girls contest up, getting ready for the tip-off here, and the boys contest will follow. Tough out here tonight for the Lady Buffaloes. Again, just six players on the roster. Head coach Craig Boswell out. Assistant Kelsey Hitch stepping in, multiple players on the COVID list, including leading scorers Mariah Crone and Eva Crone as well, who are unable to play tonight. But Troy has a full complement of rosters, so see how a somewhat depleted Onega team handles the road contest tonight. Trojans in all-white uniforms, all black for the Buffaloes as we get set for tip-off from Troy High School. Thank you for joining us. First of two is underway, and the Buffaloes win the opening tip. They go from right to left. Goes inside, Bates gets a touch, deflected, nearly taken away, and finally it is. So a steal for Troy. They're trying to work it in transition. A lot of contact and an and one in the two-on-one break. It's up and in by Ingeman. The leading scorer gets a deuce, and we'll have a chance in an old-fashioned three-point play. Buffalo's foul on Bridget Campbell, her first. And the three-point play is up and in. So Peyton Ingeman on the board, first three. Troy off to a 3-0 start, just 20 seconds into this ball game. Here's Brianna Bates, coast-to-coast, a wild shot that hits off the backboard, tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Buffaloes here. 3-0 Troy, 7:37 left first quarter. This is Bates to throw it in left side of the backboard, gets it into the corner with Colling. Now gets it top of the key to Bridget Campbell, kind of backs things out, surveys the defense. Trojans looking to be in a kind of a hybrid zone defense. They have Reagan Hill up top, kind of a 1-2-2 look. A lot of moving around the perimeter there. There's a three from the right corner that's off the mark, no good. Tipped out of bounds on the rebound attempt, and it goes back to Troy. So the Trojans with a 3-0 advantage, 45 seconds into the game. Both these teams, two wins so far this year. Buffaloes are 2-5, Trojans are 2-4. Troy coming off a big loss last Friday to Valley Heights, who's one of the best in 2A. There's a missed three from the right side, and a rebound for Onega. That was brought down by Colling. And the Buffaloes back with it, down 3-0. So it's a tall task tonight, just six on the roster. Bates gets it into the corner. Now swung to the far side of the floor to Abbotts, who puts up a shot that's short. A rebound for Reagan Hill, and now she's off in transition. She gets past everybody and lays it in with the right hand. Two now for Reagan Hill. It's a 5-0 Troy lead. There's a deflected pass and then a whistle and a foul. They get this one on Ingeman. That is her first, and for Troy, that is their first team foul. 5-0 Troy early on here in the first quarter. It's Campbell with it. Now Bates, high left, staring down that zone defense by Troy. Deflected pass out of bounds. It'll stay with the Buffaloes. Buffaloes coming off a victory, their second win. They got it on Friday against Flint Hills Christian, 43-39. Still looking for that first TBL win. Troy right now 2-2 in league play, right in the middle of the pack, as we'll know the TBL tournament bracket tomorrow at some point. And, of course, tournament games starting this weekend all into next week, so we'll have some coverage of that for you as well. Here's Bates on a baseline drive. Got caught in between a double team, had it ripped away, and then a jump ball is called, and it's a turnover as the possession arrow gives it back to Troy. Trojans lead 5-0, 5:55 clock moving here in the first quarter. Here's Schellenberger, left corner, now swings it here high right. The leading scorer, Ingeman. Into the corner with Euler. Now swung back left corner to Schellenberger. Onega playing a zone defense here, 2-3 variety. They're trying to get it to Parks in the middle. They do. Here's a short corner shot from the right side. Off the mark, no good. A rebound for Onega. Vanessa Colling pulls that one in. Buffalo's down still, 5-0. Cruising along here in the first quarter. Early start times tonight with no JV girls contest. They did play a junior varsity boys game. There's a whistle and a drive and a foul. It's going to put Bridget Campbell to the free throw line to shoot two to get Onega on the board. Fouls on Hill. That's her first, team second. So Campbell unable to connect on the first free throw. Bridget Campbell, the freshman. Second one on the way, and the second one rattles in there. So the Buffaloes get their first points via a free throw by Bridget Campbell. 5-1 our score, Troy in front. Not quite 3 minutes into the ball game. Here's Parks, middle of the zone at the free throw line. Kicks it out right side to Ingeman. Curls in the lane, kicks it out left side. Here's Hill on a drive, kicks it back out. Ingeman again wants to work. Floater in the lane, partially blocked. Good defense there by Campbell. Buffaloes back the other way with it, down 5-1. Near Steele. Bates has it high left. Top of the key, it goes to Colling. Jaden Abbott's a touch. Now it gets to the left corner, ripped away and out of bounds. It should be Onega basketball. It is. They'll keep it here near Steele there by Ingeman, who's been everywhere here early on. Leading scorer for Troy at 9 points per game. 5-1 our score. Troy by four. Not quite halfway through this opening quarter. These two played twice last season. They split. They beat Troy the first time around, 38-26, and then lost to Troy in the TBL tournament, 42-41. Could be an opportunity. They play once again next week in the TBL tournament. See how the brackets shape out sometime tomorrow. Coming up on the halfway point here in the first quarter, 5-1. Onega's still just a lot of perimeter passing with his own defense, and another whistle and another jump ball. And the possession arrow keeps it with the Buffaloes here another time. So Bates throws it in. Campbell gets it top of the key. Back to Bates, high left. Holds it the right hip. They want to go inside. That's Delaney Figge, who's checked back into the game. There's a whistle, or I should say a shot. That's blocked at the rim. Abby Parks comes away with the rebound and then missed on the cut, and Figge comes away with a steal, and then we get a whistle and a foul on Abby Parks. That's going to be her first. And for Troy, team foul number three. So Troy now showing pressure here in the full court. Figge gets it into Campbell. Gets it in the middle there to Colling. Now off to Abbott, who's on the run. Pass to the far side, out of bounds, and a turnover by the Buffaloes. That broke the press pretty well there. Just couldn't finish at the end for a bucket. Troy leads 5-1. 3.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Here's a kick to the right corner. That's Avery Euler. Wants to drive baseline. Lost it off her foot and then picked up by Figge. Another steal and then a foul against Troy. I believe that's Parks, who just picked up her second. No correction. That's going to be Avery Euler. Picks up the foul. That's her first. Team fourth. So four fouls here against Troy in the first quarter. There's a near steal. Bates lost it, and Troy comes away with it. They got numbers here, and there's a whistle and a foul, and a near and one as Figge's going to pick up the foul. And that will put Ingeman to the free throw line to shoot two. Stops the clock at 3:13 here in the first quarter. 5-1 Troy. And the first free throw is too strong. 77% foul shooter is Peyton Ingeman, the 5'3 junior. She also averages over 5 rebounds per game as a team, Troy, 60% at the line. She goes 0 for 2. Battle for the rebound is brought down by Euler, and a second chance opportunity is up and in. Avery Euler keeps it alive, and she averages nearly 7 points per game. And Troy right now, 7 points to Onega's 1. 7-1 our score. 6-point lead for Troy. Under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Buffaloes. Troy continues the zone defense. Troy, again, 2-4, but they're 2-0 at home. There's a baseline shot missed by Campbell, but an offensive rebound is stuck back up and missed and out of bounds. And the Buffaloes will keep it once again. So they had a second chance opportunity with Colling at the rim. And then Campbell is called here left wing for a travel. So 5 turnovers here early on for the Buffaloes. They give it back to Troy, down 7-1. 2:42 clock moving here in the first quarter. Slowly walking it up the timeline is Hill. She'll fire a 3 in transition. That one no good, but an offensive rebound by Euler is stuck back up and in. So back-to-back offensive rebounds and stickbacks by Avery Euler. And it's a 9-1 Troy lead. 2:20 to go here in the first. They get it up the floor. Here's Bates. Lost it. But a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Troy. This will be Euler, who just picked up her second. Get our first sub into the game. Jaya Pierce, the 5'9 junior, has checked in for Troy. So takes the spot of Euler, who now has 2 fouls. 2:15 to go. Clock moving first quarter. 9-1. Troy with an 8-point lead here in the first quarter. The Buffaloes, again, with just 6 players active tonight. Here's Campbell on a drive, lost it. Bodies hit the floor. Finally, the ball skids away, and it comes into the hands here of Ingeman, who wants to go coast-to-coast, and she'll lay it in. And then we get a whistle and a timeout for Onega as the lead extends to 11-1 with a minute 52 left here in the first quarter. It's a full, so we'll follow suit. 1:52 left first quarter. Troy 11, Onega 1. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
After living through another year in a pandemic, there's a real need to take a compassionate look at self-development and our mental health in 2022. We are proud to offer mental health therapy services here at home. Kaylee Patton-Dieters provides individual, couple, and family therapy. If you're struggling with your mental health, we are here to provide you support and help you find the tools to improve your mental health and increase your resiliency. Contact your primary care physician today at 785-336-6107 for a referral. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Buffalo's with the ball out of the timeout, trying to push the issue in the tempo here, trying to break that pressure. Bates gets caught up in a double team and then trying to spin away, and they're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it back to Troy. So another turnover for the Buffaloes here in the first quarter. Trailing 11-1 with a minute 40 left to go in this first period. Here's Engeman, gets it up the floor. Onega showing a little bit of pressure about three-fourths court. There's a baseline drive by Allie Franken, who has checked into the game, and she draws a foul. They call it on the floor. They get Bridget Campbell with her second. So throwing it in, Franken gets an open look. A long two from the right corner is good. Allie Franken, the 5'5 freshman, gets on the board. And the lead for Troy is 13-1 late here in the first quarter. We get a whistle and another foul right around the midcourt stripe. Abby Parks picks that one up. That's her second. Hayden Coleman, the sophomore, has checked in for Onega. The lone sub tonight gets it back to Brianna Bates, and they'll reset here with a minute 15 left to go here in the first quarter. Here's Abbott with it, right side of the floor to Coling. It goes into the right corner with Bates. A lot of contact, and she'll draw the foul on a baseline drive. So the foul's piling up as Jaya Pierce, who just checked in, picks up her first. Already seven fouls committed by Troy here in the first quarter. Bates goes to the line, and she's off on the first free throw. 13-1 is the score. Troy by 12 with 63 seconds remaining here in the first period. Bridget Campbell back into the game. Bates, second free throw, strong, tipped in the air, battle for the rebound, right into the hands of a Campbell, who lays it up and in. So the first field goal for the Buffaloes come at 55 seconds left here in the first, and they trail now by 10 at 13-3. They're going to call an offensive foul on the far side of the floor as they get Jaya Pierce with a push-off there. So that's her second foul pretty quickly. Here's Figgy to throw it in for the Buffaloes. Gets it into Campbell, staring down that pressure defense, and a long pass up the floor goes to Bates. She gets in the lane, and that's got to be a travel, and it is. Had done a good job of breaking the press and getting the advantage with a two-on-one break. Bates just had the happy feet and gets called for the travel. 13-3 Troy, 40 seconds remaining here in the first. Here's Reagan Hill, wants to bring it up the floor. Little bit of pace, steps back on the right wing. Top of the key, it goes to Engeman. One dribble once, and then it gets to the elbow. Kick to the right corner. It's Reagan Hill. Now far corner with Euler. They get out of some trouble there. Now Hill wants to curl at the free throw line. Engeman, an open look from three, too strong. And the rebound ripped down by the Laney Figgy for Onega. And they're off and running with 15 seconds remaining here in the first. Down 13-3. Can they get a shot up here? Here's Abbott. They skip it to Campbell. 5 seconds to go. She blows up a very tough shot. Might have been partially blocked and then chased down in the corner, and that's going to end the first quarter. It's a 13-3 Troy lead at the end of one. Second quarter is coming your way next. Keep it locked. High school basketball continues in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
Broadcast tonight presented by Peru State College. Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Kirk Hillman back in studio. Brandon Tadman with you on a Tuesday evening. High school basketball, a little earlier start time for us tonight. Junior varsity games were cut short. Onega getting a quick turnover as it's going to be an easy layup coast to coast. Peyton Ingeman has seven here in the first half, and it's a 15-3 Troy lead. Buffaloes with just six players active tonight, COVID issues. So certainly a lot to overcome with the light roster. Here's Figge, a long two from the right corner that's no good. Battle for the rebound, it goes out of bounds. And it stays with the Buffaloes, so good hustle by Campbell underneath to keep the possession alive. Coleman to throw it in. They leave Campbell open for a long two. Bottoms. Nice Foreman rotation as Campbell now has five. You know it was a pure shot when you swish it so good that the net flips over the top of the rim. You got to stop play to get that fixed, and that's exactly what happened. So it's a 10-point Troy lead, 15-5. Here's Ingeman up the floor. Onega right now sitting kind of back in his zone defense here. 2-3, Figge in the middle. They want to go left corner, and it's passed out of bounds. Nobody there. As Carly Grable was in the game, threw that one into the left corner looking for Euler, but Euler was cutting towards the basket, and she wasn't there. Second turnover by Troy. 15-5 their lead, a minute into the second quarter. Here is Colling, top of the key. It goes to Campbell. Campbell calling out the play, gets it right side. For the freshman, Jaden Abbott. This is a very young group out here for the Buffaloes. But good quality experience for him, no doubt. Here's Figge, high right. Needs to get out of a double team. She does. Puts it on the dribble. Gets it back to Campbell. Certainly want to slow the pace down and try to shorten this game as much as possible. Limit those possessions. Figge gets it back. Right side on the wing. Wants to go to the corner. It does to Abbott. Abbott's thought about a drive. Instead, trying to look for Figge at the elbow, and it's a turnover for the Buffaloes. Here's a layup in transition that's up and in. That's Allie Franken, who now has four. And it's a 17-5, a Troy lead. There's a deflected pass and then a whistle and a foul after the steal as Ingeman is going to go back to the line as the foul's going to be on Coleman. That's her first. So it's 6:12 left here in the second. Ingeman back to the line to shoot two. And the first one too strong. She made her first free throw. She's missed the last three. Leading score in the game was seven. 17-5, the Troy lead. Second free throw is up and pure. So Ingeman with eight first half points, and then she comes away with another steal on the inbounds. Her floater is no good, but Campbell able to get the rebound on the backside. Right side of the floor, it's Colling into the corner with Bates. A drive, kick to Figge, deflected pass, and then able to keep it alive. But that one is unable to stay in the hands of Onega as it's another steal and a layup on the other end by Ingeman, who is now into double figures with 10. It's 20-5 Troy and nearly coming away with another steal. And they do via the jump ball as the arrow points their direction, so they get it back. with 5:42 left here until halftime, and leading at home against Onega 20-5. Into the corner with Euler. They leave her open. She'll fire a three. Left it short, but able to get her own rebound. Swings it here back to the right side on the wing. It's Schellenberger. Just checks back in. Hands it off to Euler. They want to go inside to Parks. Turns and kicks. Here's a deep range three. That's missed by Hill. But Euler again, another offensive rebound, keeping the possession alive. Schellenberger a floater in the lane. That one's no good. And a rebound for the Buffaloes there, cleared down by Kohling, the freshman. Here's Campbell up the floor. Troy leads 20-5. Just over 5 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Biggie high right on the wing. Troy sticking with that zone defense. Goes to Bates in the right corner. Here the Onega bench to my right yelling, shoot. Bates had an opportunity there for an open shot. Now she'll fire a long two. Too strong. And the rebound tipped into the far corner. Saved and out of bounds. And it'll stay, or I should say, it will stay with the Buffaloes here. 4:46 left until halftime. It's a 20-5 Troy lead. Campbell directs traffic in between the rings out high. Staring down the 3-2 zone. Now Bates a touch. Gets to Campbell left side. Long two. That one no good. Rebound for Troy. Collected there by Franken. Now here's a 2-on-1 break. Good pass to Schellenberger and the layup is good. Kylie Schellenberger, her first bucket. It's a 22-5 Troy lead. There's a deflected pass and another interception. And then a block shot by Campbell inside, and she comes away with a rebound. Nicely done by Bridget Campbell. And here comes a layup on the other end for the Buffaloes. It's Brianna Bates, and she's got her first basket. It's a 22-7 score now. Troy with the lead and the ball. They go inside to Parks, turns, fires, spins out, no good, but she'll draw the foul. Delaney Figge picks up the foul, her second. As Parks will go to the free throw line. And the first one's up and in. Abby Parks, the 5'7 senior, her first point tonight. She struggled at the line, now just 4 of 13 after that make on the year. Lead is 23-7. Just past the halfway mark of quarter number two. Second free throw is up, and that one is good as well. So she's got two. It's a 24-7. There's another deflected pass, and this full court press is really bothering Onega now as Schellenberger had it knocked away, and then a pass that's saved underneath into the hands of Parks, who puts it in for her first field goal. 26-7 the score, Troy. There's a whistle and a foul. Onega doing a good job of breaking the pressure. They just can't finish when they get the opportunities underneath. But they do earn free throws here. This will send Vanessa Kohling, the freshman, to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul is on Jaya Pierce. That's her third. Team foul number 9 as the first free throw is up and good. So Kohling in the book, the freshman. Their starting five was freshman, 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 sophomore. It's a very young team in general, and then a lot of players not active tonight. Second free throw is in there as well. So two for Kohling. 26-9, Troy with the lead. Ingeman across the timeline, gets it right side of the floor. To Keely Jasper. Jasper curls, gets it to Euler left side, makes a move, layup no good, rebound brought down by Coleman for Onega, and then they turn it right back over. Ingeman has it. Here's Schellenberger, a deep three, and she banks it in. Kylie Schellenberger from downtown. She's got five, and the lead is 20 at 29-9. Here's Bates, transition, jump shot, no good. Figge gets the rebound, second chance opportunity is not there, and then a rebound finally chased down by Euler in the corner. So Troy will slow it up with a 20-point lead here in the first half. 2:40 to go. 29-9 is the score. Here's Ingeman right side. Back to Schellenberger left side on the wing where she just drilled a long three. Tip pass out of bounds. It stays with Troy. As Abich checks back in for Coleman. So the one sub that the Buffaloes have that's just a constant rotation, getting girls breathers when they can. Here's Parks at the free throw line, right side. It goes to Jasper, dribbles a few times, waist high, crossing over to the left hand, throws a lazy pass, it's intercepted. Here comes Bates in transition. Schellenberger went for the ball fake, and it's an easy two for Brianna Bates. Nicely done, 29-11, and then there's a steal, and then a layup as well. That one by Campbell, she's got seven, and a quick 4 points there for the Buffaloes. The Troy lead is 29-13. Under 2 minutes to go here until halftime. Here's Parks. Free throw line, and then she's called for a double dribble. Troy had just one turnover in the first quarter. They got four here in the second. As Reagan Hill checks back in for the Trojans. Figgy to throw it in. Minute 52, counting here until halftime. There's a long pass that's going to be a well out of bounds. And Onega turns it over once again. So Troy gets it back with a minute 46 left until halftime and a 29-13 lead. Here's Parks, top of the key, gets it right back to Hill. Thought about stepping into a three, turns it down. Now Campbell is all over, gets it right side to Euler. Wants to go baseline, gets past Biggie, layup good. Avery Euler, 6 points, putting together a nice first half, and it's a 31-13 Troy advantage. They get it to Campbell, middle of the floor, now ahead of steam, two-on-one break. She says it's mine. She'll take it coast-to-coast and lay it in. Campbell with 9 of the 15 for Onega. They trail 31-15. Down to 70 seconds left here until halftime. Ingeman nearly lost it, but got it back and then threw it into the backcourt. That's going to be a turnover. And the Buffaloes will get it back with a minute 3 left. Get another summon in the game. Franken checks back in for Troy, replacing Ingeman, who has 10 points here in the first half. So the final minutes here until halftime. Onega with the ball down 31-15. Here's Figgy left side. Caught into a double team. Gets it back to Bates. Curls around the arc. Campbell along two from the right corner. Strong. Tipped rebound, and it finds the hands of Schellenberger. Schellenberger with a nice bounce pass to the far side. Now kicked back here to the right corner for three. That one is short. Missed by Hill, and a rebound ripped away by Brianna Bates. Final 35 seconds left. Here in the second quarter, Campbell looks up at the clock, sees 30 seconds to go. Now Bates gets it. Biggie left side on the wing, skips it to Campbell. Wants to drive baseline, some contact, her shot's no good. And then a foul underneath on the rebound attempt. Think it's going against the Buffaloes. It is, as Vanessa Colling picks up that one, her first. Team foul number 5. So 21 seconds remaining. Until halftime, as Hill will slowly walk it across the timeline, down to 13 seconds, wants to cross over, gets to the elbow, Schellenberger now with 9 seconds, left side on the wing, she'll set her feet for 3, that one's well off, it's an air ball and it goes out of bounds with 4 seconds to go, so the Buffaloes get it back, but they got to go full length of the floor, as Figgy is set to throw it in, gets it to Campbell, just 2 seconds, she is way down, she is content to letting the clock run out, and we've hit the end of the first half. And Troy with a 31-15 lead over the Buffaloes here at halftime. Brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you've got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Again, girls game at the half. Troy 31, Onega 15. Halftime is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes! Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a 1-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Yeah,
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community. This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime coverage here on 92.1 KMZA, presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brandon Tadman, Kirk Kilman back in his studio. Girls game at the half, a Twin Valley League showdown. And it's Troy on their home floor leading Onega by a score of 31-15. Troy jumps out to a 13-3 first quarter lead. Onega, with just 6 players tonight, though, battled in that second quarter. Troy outscored the Buffaloes 18-12 in quarter number 2. We sit at 31-15 Troy at halftime. Let's get you the first half numbers in this one. Peyton Ingeman, leading scorer for Troy tonight. She's got 10 points. Also, they got 6 from Avery Euler to go along with 6 rebounds, 5 from Kylie Schellenberger, 4 from Abby Parks, also 4 off the bench for Allie Franken, and then 2 points by Reagan Hill. Buffaloes had 3 in the books, 9 of the 15 points via Bridget Campbell. They got 4 from Brianna Bates and then 2 from Vanessa Kohling. Onega had 17 turnovers. That was certainly an issue in the first half. They hit 3 out of 6 free throws and had 12 total rebounds. For the Trojans, just 6 turnovers, although 5 of those 6 in the second quarter. They knocked down 4 of 7 from the free throw line, and they had 10 rebounds in the first half. 31-15 our score. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Wow.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics, Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
SBS Insurance. 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Girls contest at the half. Troy with a 31-15 lead on Onega in a TVL showdown here on 92.1 KMZA. Get an early start time this evening with the lack of numbers and no JV girls contest tonight, so an earlier start time. But we do got some other games across our airwaves this evening. Of course, you have the Holton and Sabetha channels. Holton is at Prairie Le Compton. Sabetha is on the road at Hiawatha as well. ACCHS at Jackson Heights, that game on 103.9 KNZA. And then CARE 93.7, also with a ball game tonight. Trying to figure that one out. Don't have it on my sheet here. So we got some good ones for you tonight. Again, keep it locked. Kansaland Radio, CARE 93.7, Sabetha, and the Holton channels as well. But we got an early jump on the games tonight. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. We'll take one final two-minute timeout when we come back. The second half is coming your way next. Again, our score, Troy 31, Onega 15. Back in a moment. Two-minute timeout. Back for the second half after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
Appreciate Kirk Hillman with the help. The CARE 93-7 game tonight is Oskaloosa and Horton. Did not have that marked correctly on my sheet, so Kirk coming in the clutch. Great games across our airwaves this evening. Early start time for us with this TVL showdown, Onega and Troy. Girls game starting the second half with Troy leading 31-15. Buffaloes came in with just six players active tonight due to COVID issues. So it's certainly been a struggle, but they had a much better second quarter. To hang around in this one, here's Figgy from the free throw line. A quick shot, no good. Rebound for Euler. And Troy with their first possession. They're going from right to left here in the second half. Schellenberger left corner, gets it back to Hill. Hill with a no-look pass to Schellenberger in the corner for three. Just barely grazed iron. And then chased down into the far corner by Abbott. And Onega with the basketball. Down 31-15, 30 seconds in. To the third quarter, there is a turnover and a layup that is missed on the other end And then a whistle and a foul underneath on the rebound attempt. They get Peyton Ingeman with this one. That's her second and the first foul on either team in the second half. So the Buffaloes to throw it in. Bates looking, gets it into Colling. Now Colling gets it off to Figge across the timeline from left to right. Stops here, hands it off to Campbell. Campbell top of the key, left side to Bates on the wing. Now Colling to Bates, who steps into a long two. That one is no good, and a rebound for the Trojans collected there by Abby Parks. And then a whistle and a double dribble call against Reagan Hill. So a turnover by Troy, giving it back to the Buffaloes with 6:59 left here in the third quarter. A 31-15 Troy lead. Over the top pass, gets into Bates. Just steps across the timeline, near side. Swings it top of the key to Colling. Her pass deflected, nearly intercepted, but saved by Abbott. Now Figge top of the key, bouncing it to Bates, who wants to curl around the arc from right to left. Hands it off to Colling, who gets it to Campbell. Left side, ball fake. Drive in the lane, and then a bump and a foul. I believe this is on the shot. It is. They get Parks with the foul. That's her third. And this puts Campbell at the line, who had a very good first half for Onega with 9 points, 4 rebounds. She was one of two at the line. And the first free throw's up and in. So Bridget Campbell with 10 points. The lead for Troy is 31-16. Still a second free throw coming up. On the way, that one's good. So a 2-for-2 trip by Bridget Campbell. She's got 11 to lead the Buffaloes tonight. And don't look now, they're down just 14 at 31-17. Here's Hill, right side to Ingeman. Now left side to Hill. She's on the wing with it. Pivots in. Now Euler in the paint. Gets by one. Layup no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It stays on this end with Troy with 6:19 to go here in the third. Hill to throw it in. Parks in the corner. Now Schellenberger high left. They set it up for Hill in the corner for three, and she knocked it down. 5 for Reagan Hill, and it's a 34-17 lead. There's a steal and a layup by Ingeman real quick on the inbounds pass, and then another near steal that's tipped out of bounds, far side of the floor, but Buffaloes will keep it. Here's Campbell, long pass up the floor, gets it to Abbott, back to Figge, now Campbell top the key. Under 6 minutes to go here in the third. It's a 36-17 Troy lead. Peyton Ingeman leading Troy with 12 points. Bridget Campbell, the leading scorer for Onega with 11. Here's Figge at the elbow. Pass a little lazy, and it's intercepted by Ingeman. She wants to work it up the floor. Nice pass to Euler, far side. Layup trickles in over some contact. Now we get a whistle and a stoppage of play. And they'll reset. Figge tries to throw it in. Has it tipped. It goes into the corner with Abbott. And then Abbott turns it over. And there's a missed layup as Figge knocks it away. And a rebound for the Buffaloes. Here comes Bates up the floor. She wants to go coast to coast. Her layup no good. Just trickles off the rim and a rebound for Hill. So now here comes Troy the other way with a 38-17 lead. Nice little Euro step that's no good. And now Bates and Euler trying to fight for the rebound. And the possession arrow keeps it with Troy. Their lead is 38-17 with 5:04 remaining here in the third. Hill set to throw it in. Gets it to Parks in the left corner. Now they swing it right side to Hill, who's open for three. This one's short. And the rebound by Brianna Bates. Here comes Bates. She wants to go coast to coast and then a near steal, but a whistle and a foul. They get Peyton Ingeman with this one. That's her third. So the Buffaloes underneath their own bucket to throw it in. Down 38-17, not quite to the halfway point here in the third quarter. Here's Campbell in the right corner. Curls in the lane, left her feet. And Abbott with a short J from the left side is good. Jaden Abbott. Her first points tonight, it's 38-19. Here's Hill. Right side to Ingeman. Ingeman curls around the arc, picks up the dribble, and is called for a travel. A couple subs back into the game. Allie Franken is back in. Also, Jaya Pierce as well for Troy. So Campbell across the timeline for the Buffaloes. They trail 38-19, 4:20 left here in the third. Here's Figgy, top of the key. Darts a pass inside to Bates and throws up a wild shot that's deflected out of bounds, so it stays on this end. And Bates set to throw it in. Gets it into the corner. Now to Abbott. Wanting Campbell at the top of the key. Not there. Now they finally get it to Campbell at the top of the key, who fires a three, and it's nothing but net. Bridget Campbell, 14 points. And the Troy lead is now 38-22. We're past the halfway point here in quarter number three. Here's Franken. Nice crossover move to get in the lane. Flings it to Euler, and then a three-second call away from the ball. It'll be a turnover for Troy. Now we get a whistle and a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 3:47 left to go. Third quarter. Troy 38, Onega 22. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance and Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same in 2025. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry at 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, 3:47 left to go, third quarter. First of two games tonight, 38-22. Troy with the 16-point lead. Buffaloes with the basketball out of the timeout. Abbott's with it, left side on the wing. Top of the key to Figgy it goes. She looks right, plants her foot, gets it off that way to Bates, who curls around the arc. Now hands it off to Colling, top of the key. Has the dribble, doesn't use it. Now Abbott's back to Figgy, top of the key. One Campbell, right side, comes up and gets it. Now dribbles towards the right corner, crossing back to the wing, stops and pops from 19, and it's good. How about Bridget Campbell now with 16 points? And the lead is 14 at 38-24, just north of 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. So here's Franken with it, high right on the wing, nearly lost the dribble, gets it off to Schellenberger. Schellenberger gets it left side. This is Hill. One dribble back to Schellenberger, top of the key. They want Euler in the middle of that zone. Gets it to the free throw line. Stops. Nice pass inside. And a whistle and a foul underneath. It's going to be on Campbell. That'll be her third. And this puts Jaya Pierce to the line to shoot two. And Pierce too strong on the first free throw. Just now 1 of 5 on the year at the free throw line as Ingeman checks back in. Jaya Pierce, the 5'9 junior. Second free throw, the lefty, it's good. So Pierce in the books. Her first points. It's a 39-24 Troy lead. 2:45 clock moving third quarter. Left side to Abbott, top of the key to Figgy, bouncing it to Bates, curls around the arc, hands it off to Colling. Colling holds it high, now gets it back to Figgy, shaded more right, top of the key. Now Abbott wants to curl from right wing to the top of the key, picks it up there, now gets it back to Colling, off to Bates, left side. Perimeter passing, a little three-man weave action. Bates with a short shot inside is no good, rebound for Ingeman. And Peyton Ingeman wants to bring it up the floor herself, takes it all the way and floats it in with some touch with the right hand. She's now got 14. It's a 41-24 lead for Troy with now 2 minutes to go here in quarter number three. Here's Colling, left side to Abbott, top of the key to Figge, between the rings out high, hands it off to Bates, curling around the arc, back to Colling, top of the key. Now Figge at the free throw line, got away with a walk, no call. Now Campbell wants to curl all the way to the block, difficult shot with some contact, no good, rebound for Jaya Pierce. And here comes Hill the other way for Troy. Here's Ingeman, a right corner three, that's good. Peyton Ingeman from downtown. She's now got 17, and the lead is 20 at 44-24. We got a minute 23 left here in quarter number three. Left side to Abbott. Top of the key to Figge. Looking right, gets it that way to Bates. Curls around the arc, hands it off to Colling. Holds it high, has the dribble, not much use to it. Now puts it on the dribble twice. Right side it goes to Abbott. Gets it back to Figge. Now Colling a little shaded more left on the wing, and a lazy pass is intercepted. It's going to be coast-to-coast for Reagan Hill, and she lays it in. She's got seven, and the lead is 46-24, now 50 seconds remaining in the third. So here's Bates across the timeline here. See if they want to waste the final 36 seconds or so here in the third. Abbott's top of the key, right side. It's Bates from downtown, nearly banked it in. Offensive rebound, and stick back is up and in for Vanessa Colling, who's got four. 46-26, 20 seconds remaining here in the quarter. They get it to Euler on a cut, lost it off her foot, and then a good block there by Bridget Campbell, and she comes away with a rebound. 10 seconds to go. Campbell all the way, and I think this is going to be an offensive foul. It is. And for Campbell, that's number four. So Campbell, the leading scorer, and the Buffaloes with just six players. Still the fourth quarter to go. So Campbell's got to come out as Coleman checks in. 7 seconds to go here in the quarter. Here's Hill, left side. Gets it to Ingeman, who fires a deep three. It's good. Right at the horn. Ingeman going off. She's got 20 in the ball game, and the lead is 49-26 as we head to the final 8 minutes. A big lead for Troy. We're back in a moment for the fourth here after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Fourth quarter underway. Troy with a big lead, 49-26. And just like that, a near steal, and Troy collects the steal. It's Ingeman coast to coast, and she continues her monster night now with 22. The lead 51-26, 20 seconds into the final 8 minutes. Again, it was a tough go tonight for Onega. They were down to just six players, missing two of their top players, the Crone sisters, Mariah and Eva Crone. They go inside to Figge here, and her layup trickles off the rim, no good. And then a rebound collected underneath by Pierce, and here comes Troy the other way. They get it inside, whistle and a foul. It's on the floor. They got it inside to Grable, who's in the game. They get this one on Hayden Coleman, her second. So Campbell's going to come back into the game with four fouls. Still 7:13 left in the game. Ingeman left corner. Might be a heat check. Oh, man. Nothing but net. This is a 25-point night for Peyton Ingeman. And the lead is now 54-26 with 7:09 left. She had 10 in the first half and now has 25. So a quarter in change. She's put up 15. Impressive second half for the leading scorer, the 5'3 junior, Peyton Ingeman. Here's Jaden Abbott, a short J that falls through. She's got four, 54-28, 6:48 left to go in the ball game. Again, up next for both of these teams, the TBL tournament, which will start this weekend, going to next week. There's a whistle and a foul on the drive. They get Bates with the call here, so it's putting Allie Franken to the line to shoot two. 63% at the stripe this year. First one out, no good. Schellenberger back into the game for Troy, replacing Hill. Second, no good as well, and the rebound tipped out to the free throw line. It's collected there by Campbell. She wants to work it up the floor to Bates. A whistle and a blocking foul, and I think they're going to get an and one here as Bates put that one in. Wow, they count the basket. So six now for Bates. 54-30 the score. They get the foul here on Ingeman, who now has four. Bates the free throw, too strong. And the rebound for Troy and Grable. 6:20 left in the ball game. It's a 24-point lead for Troy at 54-30. There's a deflected shot. Rebound comes all the way back out, collected by Grable. There's a floater in the lane that's up and in by Ingeman once again, who now has 27. 56-30. And I think we're going to get a full timeout here by the Buffaloes with exactly 6 minutes to go in the ball game. It's all Troy, 56-30 our score. We'll take a break. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After living through another year in a pandemic, there's a real need to take a compassionate look at self-development and our mental health in 2022. We are proud to offer mental health therapy services here at home. Kaylee Patton Dieters provides individual, couple, and family therapy. If you're struggling with your mental health, we are here to provide you support and help you find the tools to improve your mental health and increase your resiliency. Contact your primary care physician today at 785-336-6107 for a referral. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, quick whistle and a foul on Troy as it's on Anna Fleek, who has just checked into the game, the 5'2 junior. 5:49 left in the game. It's a 26-point Troy lead at 56-30. Here's Abbott's from deep. That one no good from the right corner. Rebound Troy. Collected by Pierce. Here's Fleek, right corner. Some younger players starting to get a few more minutes here for Troy. That one knocked away. Abbott gets knocked to the floor. Out of bounds it goes. And Troy keeps it. Keely Jasper also in the game as well. Schellenberger, though, with it. Working left wing. Gets it into the corner with Pierce. Out of bounds it goes. And deflected out, it'll stay on this end. Schellenberger throws it in, Pierce, now left side. It's Jasper into the corner, Schellenberger for three, but it's short, and we get a whistle away from the ball. And they get an offensive foul on Pierce, inside. That's her fourth. We got 5:14 left in the ball game. It's a 26-point Troy lead at 56-30. Here comes Bates right down the middle, crossing the timeline from left to right. Now wants to angle right wing, gets it to Figgy at the free throw line, turns and fires, misses, and a rebound for Troy. That one collected by Grable. Here's Schellenberger with it. Crossing over left side on the wing, picks it up there, looking for Fleek, flings it over to the right corner where she'll drive baseline, picks it up on the block. Good little extra pass inside, and the layup is good by Carly Grable. She's got two. It's a 58-30 score now for Troy. 4:35 left to go in the game. Here's Abbott's lost control left side, picked up, and a steal. As it's into the hands now of Jasper, works it left side to Schellenberger, angles inside, now kicks it left corner, long two, misfires, and a rebound for Onega that's brought down by Kohling. Coming up on the halfway point left here in the ballgame. 4:05 clock moving fourth quarter, 58-30 our score. Troy jumped out to a 13-3 first quarter lead, and haven't necessarily looked back. There's a three that's partially deflected on the left side. Another rebound collected by Pierce. And here comes Troy. We're now under 3:50 to go in the game. Here's Pierce to drive. Lost it. Turns it over. Figgy comes away with the steal. Figgy spins away. Gets it off to Bates. Bates kind of works with a little bit of pace up the timeline from left to right. Splits two. Lost the handle. Hits the deck. And we get a whistle and a jump ball. Possession arrow back to Troy. Allie Franken back into the game for Troy. So down to 3.5 minutes left. Troy's going to get win number three on the year. Work at left side. Pierce in the corner. They go inside. Good defense. Shot might have been partially blocked. Rebound for Kohling. Here comes Brianna Bates up the floor coast to coast. Her layup no good and a rebound for Troy. Collected by Pierce, and then Pierce here up the near sideline, lost it off her own foot and out of bounds. And it goes back to the Buffaloes. 3:09 left in the game. Boys contest coming up next. Get you somewhat of a breakdown of that as we wrap this one up here momentarily. Here's a shot that is short. Missed there by Coleman, a rebound for Pierce once again. They'll slow down the pace a little bit. Jasper top of the key. Fleek now has it. They reverse it. Here's a left wing deuce from 19 feet out. That one's no good. A rebound for the Buffaloes collected by Kohling, who now has 8 rebounds to go along with 4 points tonight. It's a 28-point Troy lead, 58-30, under 2.5 minutes to go. Here's Campbell right side on the wing. Swings it over to base. A left wing J. That one is no good, rattled in and out, and a rebound and pushing in transition is Franken. Franken wants to go coast to coast, lost the handle, and out of bounds, and it's a turnover for Troy. So working the final 2 minutes and change here in this one tonight. Again, credits Onega for fighting hard, but just 6 players active tonight in this one for them. Missing a lot of key players due to COVID. And Troy pretty much at full strength. A couple times early in the second half, they had clawed back to within 14, but hadn't been able to really get any closer than that. As Grable lands the rebound on the missed shot, pushing it up the floor. Here's Pierce, left side, gets bumped. Foul's on the floor. It's going to be on Hayden Coleman, the sophomore, her third. So Troy to throw it in, final minute 40. Jasper to throw it in, gets it to Fleek, left corner, who fires a quick three, no good, and a rebound for the Buffaloes. They'll walk it up the floor with Campbell, final 90 seconds left in this one. It's a 28-point Troy lead at 58-30. Led 31-15 at the half, extended it out to 49-26 going into this fourth quarter. There's a deflected pass and a steal. And slowing it up is Keely Jasper. Pulls it back out. Now top of the key it goes to Allie Franken, who goes into the corner now with Pierce. Final minute left in this one. Here's Fleek, a right wing three, strong. And the rebound by Pierce, and she puts that one up and in. Jaya Pierce, her first field goal. She's got three, and the lead is 30. 60-30. We got 50 seconds remaining. Once again, the TBL tournament up next for everyone and starts this weekend. There's a missed shot, whistle, and a foul underneath as Colin collects another rebound. They get the foul here on Pierce. That is her fifth, and she's fouled out of the game. So we've reached 30, so the clock's running. Final 20 seconds, and we got free throws coming up for Vanessa Kohling, the freshman, who has 4 points and 10 rebounds tonight. And this will be basically it. It's a 1-1, and she knocks in the first. They'll stop the clock right at 1 second. So this will wrap this one up. 60-31 the score. Second is up and good. So Kohling with 6 points and 10 rebounds. And that'll do it. A 60-32 Troy victory in the girls contest tonight as Troy proves to 3-4 overall, 3-2 in TBL play. Buffaloes drop to 2-6, still searching for win number one in TBL play. Post game brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Our post game is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights. The right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, welcome back. First game in the books. Brandon Tadman, Kirk Kilman with you. Girls contest, Troy with a big win, 60-32 over Onega. Troy now is 3-4 overall, 3-2 in TBL play. Buffaloes drop to 2-6 and 0-5 in league play. Of course, coming up next, TBL tournament starts this weekend going into next week, so kind of step out of the regular season league play and continue to play each other, but in tournament fashion, which is kind of fun, and We'll have some coverage of that, so should know the brackets by tomorrow at some point, so keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll get you caught up on possible games that will broadcast from Frankfurt, I believe, is where the TBL tournament is this season. So again, the girls' final, Troy 60, Onega 32. Let's get you the final numbers in this one before we transition to the boys' contest. What a night it was for Peyton Ingeman, the 5'3 junior leading scorer for Troy, poured in 27 points. She had 17 in the second half. She was the lone Troy player in double figures, but pretty balanced scoring outside of that. Avery Euler added 8 points and 7 rebounds. They got 7 points from Reagan Hill. They got 5 from Kylie Schellenberger. They got 4 apiece from Abby Parks and Allie Franken. They got 3 from Jaya Pierce. She also had 7 rebounds. And Carly Grable saw some time late, 2 points, 4 rebounds as well. Troy had 12 turnovers. They were 5 of 11 from the free throw line and collected 25 total rebounds. For the Buffaloes, they were led by Bridget Campbell, 16 points and 6 rebounds. Vanessa Kohling had 6 points and 10 rebounds. They also got 6 from Brianna Bates and then 4 from Jaden Abbott. They had 27 turnovers. They were 7 of 11 at the free throw line and had 23 rebounds. I think the impressive part was with the limited numbers, how the rebounding numbers were very even as Troy had the slight edge at 25 to 23. But again, lack of bodies, turnovers, certainly a tough draw, but credit the fight for Onega tonight. A couple times in the second half, they have clawed back to within the 13-14 point range, but just not enough. Some hot shooting in the third quarter, especially by Peyton Ingeman, knocking down a few threes, kind of put the game away and kind of slowed things down into the fourth quarter. 60-32, the final score. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing the modern banking services. Find out more by visiting them online at bankwithfarmers.com. Well, I think it's a pretty money pick right here with Peyton Ingeman, the 5'3 junior, with 27 points in this one. She is our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank, again in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. So that's going to wrap up our girls' broadcast here tonight, 60-32, Troy with the win as we now transition into the boys' contest. We'll get it back to the studio for a few minutes before we get you set for tip-off here in about 10 minutes or so. This is a Troy team who has the reigning athlete of the week in Jarrett Norris, who's averaging a solid double-double this year. He had a 30-point night, 30-plus points, 14-rebound double-double on Friday in their win against Valley Heights. This is a team that is 4-2 and have won 4 straight since an 0-2 start. Buffaloes come in at 2-5. They're 1-3 in league play right now. They're coming off a victory against Flint Hills Christian on Friday, 64-46. That snapped a 4-game losing streak for Onega, so good to see them get back on track with a victory non-league game against Flint Hills Christian, but back into league play in the final league contest before the TBL tournament this weekend. So for the boys' game, Troy at 4-2, Onega at 2-5. We'll send it back to the studio for a few minutes, and then we'll come back and get you dialed in for the second game of our doubleheader. Again, the girls' final one more time, Troy 60, Onega 32. Back to the studio for about 7 or so minutes, and then we're back for the boys' game. So keep it locked right here on 92.1 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.